number of events, and you don't have sensitivity on the mass hierarchy. Now, if you combine this with the knowledge of the mass hierarchy, so let's say that some other experiment has determined the mass hierarchy in the meantime, which is a little bit optimistic, then this would improve a lot, because the mass hierarchy is degenerate with the values of the delta phase. So you can hide certain values of the delta phase with the knowledge of the mass hierarchy. And so you can, if you don't know the mass hierarchy, you can allow certain values of the delta phase for one hierarchy, other values of the delta phase for the other hierarchy, and some of these regions will stretch into the delta equals 0, delta equal to pi values. And in that case, you lose your ability to measure, to be sensitive to CP violation. The other important effect is the knowledge of theta 1-3. So you see that there is a big difference when we combine that with the reactor information. You get some sensitivity, although very very low. This is because, again, delta and theta 1-3 are degenerate. So if you don't know well enough theta 1-3, then the potato plots that I showed at some point become kind of some elongated regions, and they go and they touch delta equal to 0 and delta equal to pi, and again, you lose the ability to determine the mass hierarchy, the CP violation.
Are there any questions, more questions, comments? If not, let us thank Sylvia again.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot for this invitation for the talk.
Thank you, Sylvia. And I noticed that you first explained